What's up, guys and dolls? Welcome back to The Good, The Bad and The Stupid. It's Thursday, the 13th of August. Hope you're well and you've had a fantastic day. It's been sweaty, but it's been cooler. It's been a bit of both. It's been warm and it's been cool at the same time, depending on which room I went into in the house, I think it was. But and also, it was raining on the one side of the house. It didn't seem to be raining on the other. I don't know what was going on there. But we had a lot of thunder and lightning, very, very frightening. That's the Rocky Horror Show, isn't it? Or is that Bohemian Rhapsody? Lots of lightning. Everyone's putting their lightning photos on Facebook. The old boring bastards have been... Like I say, it's been good. I mean, I was not saying that. I was talking to my mum on the phone yesterday. And while I was talking to her, there was a massive crack, because she's in a different part of the country. Massive crack, like a really weird noise. And I said, fucking hell, this is where I get my swearing from. Fucking hell, did you hear that? I was like, what was it? She said, it was lightning. And it was like, I'll tell you what, it was that big and bold. You think it might have come down the phone and fucking stabbed me in the ear. Could have fried my brain. Maybe it has. Maybe you're going to find out during this podcast whether my brain has been fried by that bolt, lightning bolt. Because my mum's just as crazy, so it would go through her head and then zap straight through my head. And neither of us would be none the wiser. Anyway, if you're new to the podcast, that's the way it's going to be. If you check out the videos on YouTube, if you're interested, there's the videos and there's mini videos. I've been a bit slack getting the mini videos out there, but there will be more. But check them out. There's fucking hundreds on there now. And I'm the only one who watches them. But then again, I am my biggest fan. So you'll have to get second in line, I'm afraid. You'll have to, if anybody's going to be throwing their underwear at me, it's going to be me. That's for sure. Anyway, let's crack on with what killer droids could be wiping out the human race in our lifetime. It's coming true. All the films that we've seen. I mean, it's funny, isn't it? Because Mad Max I saw yesterday was filmed. Well, it wasn't. It was meant to be in the age of 2021. That was classed as futuristic. I'm sure Total Recall is something similar. We're passing all the times that looked very futuristic on TV. But one of the funniest things is Prince. I mean, I don't know about how old a lot of you might be listening, but I always like fucking remember like Prince singing, "We're gonna party like it's 1999," and that's fucking 20 years ago. But when he was singing that, he was singing it like it was gonna be like this futuristic fucking place and event. And like when I remember listening to it, I was thinking 1999. That's fucking years into the future. That's like the real futuristic number, and the way he sang it was that. But it's fucking 20 years past. We've partied like it was 1999. We've partied like it's 2019, I was going to say then, but it's 2020, isn't it? Well, we're partying like, if anybody's going to sing "We're partying like it's 2020, there ain't fuck all going on. It's coronavirus has deflated the party of 2020. We got to all like have a party in your head. That's where it's good. It pays to be a little bit mental, because you can have a party in your head and like a party for one. It doesn't matter. You can just enjoy yourself. Some people can't do that. You've got to be a little bit crazy. Anyway, killer droids could be wiping out the human race. I've said that already, haven't I? So this is the second time I've said it. This is my other personality saying the same thing. But they're saying that it could take over and like we've got to start putting in things to stop it from happening now. That means, imagine that, it just like the computers just all start going, you know what, I'm going to fucking override that nuclear button and do it myself. I fancy wiping out a couple of people or these robots that they're inventing that are just delivering beverages in a Chinese restaurant and stuff. You've seen these they've got some crazy robots. You've got robot now. It doesn't look much like a robot, but it vacuums your house. It's in them round ones that go around vacuuming your fucking living room and stuff. I mean, it's crazy. All these things, all they just like turn on you then all of a sudden, and they just start fucking attacking you. It looks like it's coming, but I'm not too scared of a fucking robot vacuum, to be honest, but I'm definitely scared of like a droid with a gun and, with a fucking, we'll probably have like, imagine that, and all of a sudden somebody is actually going to come back from the future, like the Terminator. If you see a naked muscle man walking down the high street, don't approach him because he is that Terminator. Either that, or he's definitely mental anyway, because why is he naked and walking down the high street? something's wrong with him anyway, so regardless, don't approach him. If he's in a swingers party, approach him. It's a different environment. He's there for a reason that you might be there for the same reason. Even if he is a Terminator, he might think, right, I'm going to go back to a swingers party in 2020. I'll land there. I'll get my gear on with a load of, get down with a load of ladies of the era. You know, plant a few seeds, see if I can sprout a few robot kids for the future. And then we'll get on with the mission and go and find John Connor and kick his head in. Anyway, but the restaurants in Italy have gone, this is crazy, restaurants in Italy have gone back to using wine windows. Wine windows, that's like, sounds like somebody's name, Wayne Windows. I'm Wayne. If I had a window company, that's what I would call it, Wayne Windows. But anyway, they have this place called, little holes in the wall where just about a hand could fit through, and they're passing out glasses of wine through this little hole. And they're from the 16th century, or the 17th century. 1630, I think that's the 17th century, isn't it? 1630s, because they used to do it, and that's where they used to serve wine through, even back in them days. But they used to do it because of the plague, so that nobody could pass the plague through the window, but they still wanted to sell wine. So they've got these things called wine windows, so they're back in action. So there you go. If you're a pub and you want a way of making money, or want to, you know, another way of socially distancing, get yourself a wine window. You can book them through me if you like. It's called Wayne Windows. Just give me a number. Check, get in touch through the comments. And I've just set up a new company called Wayne Windows, and I'm going to be start going out and fitting wine windows. All right. I think I've milked that joke now, haven't I? Or I've wined that joke with my window talk. Right. What am I going to say? What's next? Burnt toast is the most disappointing food ever. Just edging out soggy vegetables. The smell of fucking soggy vegetables is like one of the worst things. You ever walk through like an old folks home or something like that, or even a block of flats just where people haven't got the windows open and they're cooking cauliflower and all that shit? It's all you can smell. Oh, it puts you right off. It's fucking vile. It's a real weird smell. And I like all them vegetables, but I don't like smelling them. I don't like smelling other people's. I think them. It's almost like fucking farts and stuff, isn't it? You don't want to like smell other people's fucking dirty deeds. They certainly don't want to smell their cooking if it's like that. But this, yeah, burnt toast is one of the worst. My toaster's got a mind of its own. I think my toaster is actually a robotic toaster that's slowly starting to turn on me, because I put toast in it and it burns it. I think I set the timer and it gets it wrong every time and keeps burning it at all the different levels. And if I am waiting for it and I try and pop it early, it still fucking shoots it out just before I'm about to do it, burnt. So there's something wrong with it. I think it's just got one setting. Regardless, it goes straight to fucking burn your toast from the off. And I'll just have to try and get it out at a varying level of burntness. But anyway, yeah, so it is disappointing because you have to scratch that shit off, don't you? Or throw it in the bin and try again. Depends on whether you're down to your last couple of pieces of the loaf and you're a little bit skint. But yeah, so what are the disappointing foods are there? I'll tell you what's disappointing for me at the moment. Not having any Marmite. I keep forgetting to go to the shop and buy some. And every morning when I go, we're going to have some Marmite. It ain't there. And I'm like, you fucking bastard. I forgot to go and get some yesterday. And I've got that on repeat. And I've just reminded myself that I didn't go and get some today. So I'm going to have the same thing tomorrow morning when I go, right, I'm going to have some Marmite. Because I've got a robotic brain. Have you all got anybody else in the same fucking thing? You wake up in the morning and you it's almost like you're a moth to the, or mosquito to the, zzz, you know, the thing that goes, you make the same mistake on a repeat, even though you fucking. Anyway, let's get off that. Let's move on to cow yoga. Cow yoga is a thing. If you want to do it, all you got to do is go out into a field where there's loads of cows and do yoga. I don't know whether the cows are up for it or what they think of it, but there's a woman there doing it, and they're trying every kind of yoga now, ain't they? I seen another one yesterday where people were wine yoga. this is another wine story where people are doing yoga but holding a glass of wine, and the secret is to not spill the wine. I don't know whether you can have a drink of it, but I don't know if you got to hold. I mean, it's just shit, and it's just the shittest idea, because it's just a novelty. But everyone's doing it. The class was full, and they've all got it, and they're all taking it really seriously. No one's laughing and drinking it. I thought it would be funny if everyone's just getting pissed and doing yoga. That is funny. That is a class worth going to. And everyone's falling over and like falling on each other and fucking up, and then, you know, and everyone getting off with each other at the end or something. That is a good. That's wine yoga where I'm coming from. That's Wayne yoga. Oh, yes. But apparently it's just literally to hold the wine and not spill it. Boring. Sorry, not for me. We'll tick that one off the list. Cow yoga. I don't think I'm up for that either. I don't think I really want to travel all the way to a field to unimpress a load of cows with my fucking arse bending in their face. You might end up meeting a bull who sees that as a fucking bit of a red rag. Don't wear red underwear if you're going to be doing that, let me tell you. Not unless you want one of the most unusual experiences you've ever had, when the bull finds out what you and he comes up from behind. You might just live to remember that for the rest of your life, not in a good way. Depends on how you take it. If you're one of those people that likes the fucking biggest dildo that's in the sex shop, you might just fucking enjoy it. Right, we're getting close to the end because I'm sweating. The Paul McCartney Beatles hanging up his scissors. The guy who's a barber who did Paul McCartney the Paul McCartney Beatles haircuts when in the 60s. He's hanging up his scissors after 65 years. So if you want to go and get a Beatles cut now as a novelty before he does, you better get yourself there. I don't know where he is. His name's Brian Higgins. You have to check him out. He's in a shop. Worcester, I think. Is he in Worcester? I've cut the thing off. It just says Sister. Sister shop. So it's somewhere near Sister, wherever that is. But it's missing the beginning part of the name. So you'd have to check him out. You got 65 years. I mean, that's a long time. He's stood on his feet talking nonsense to people or listening to people's stories. It's a knack. It's a knack, really, because I bet sometimes they've got a bit. Barbers get pissed. Imagine how times they've had a hangover and they've had to stand there listening to your boring old shit stories. And you think you're coming out with something really unique, but the last person said the same thing and the person before that. It's a skill of theirs just to not look bored, just to look, you know, to look kind of impressed with what you're saying to them. I find it really difficult. It's very hard to know what to say. So stop taxi drivers. What do you say to them? You say the same thing to them that other people have said. It's really embarrassing. Right, last one, I think. A chip lover had plenty to roast about after finding a fry measuring a record 7.5 inches long. So that's his story of the day. He's been round, he's got to work, and he's told everybody that. And he must have thought that was the fucking best story. He thought it was that good a story. He rang the newspaper. The newspaper thought it was that good a story that they put it in the paper. I think it's a shit story on both counts, but I thought I'm going to have to relate to you and see what you think. Do you think that's a good story? The guy that found a 7.5-inch long fry in his McCain's oven chips? Or do you think he's going to be telling that to his grandkids and his grandkids are going to go, "Granddad, you are one boring bastard." That's all I'm going to say. And I'm going to fucking program my robot that you bought me for fucking Christmas, and I'm going to get it to shoot the fuck out of you. You don't deserve to be alive if you are telling a story about a 7.5-inch chip for the last 30 or 40 years of your life. Sorry, you need to be exterminated, and that's what I've been put on this planet to do. So anyway, I'm running wild now. My brain's going, so I'm going to leave it there. Hopefully you've enjoyed it, and I'll do another one tomorrow. See you later for now. Bye.